You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastor is Father Steve Gira. And now, enjoy the podcast.
A long time ago, I remember a retreat director was trying to help us as a group learn better how to listen to the voice of God in our lives, how to respond to that voice. And I remember one phrase which she mentioned that has stuck with me all these many years. She said, "You must see every experience of your life as a teacher, no matter what that experience is. And that in every experience, the question that is echoing in the back of our minds ought to be, what am I supposed to learn from this experience?" Now, what all of us do, and test this yourself, what we do with our experiences is that we interpret them. We interpret them. So we're having a wonderful day. It's like this. It's sunny and warm, and we're out having a barbecue this early fall. Everyone's having a good time, or you're off to a wedding feast, or you're off to some other pleasant activity. You say, "I'm enjoying myself. This is wonderful." You take pictures of those for future reference. You remember and recall to mind all the experiences of the food and the drink and the people. You say, "That was a good experience." Then there are those others, just the opposite, the ones that aren't so pleasant, the ones that are perhaps even painful. The experiences of struggling, those things that bring us difficulty. And we look at those experiences and don't we say, "Yeah, this is bad. Can't wait till this is over with. Get it over with. Let's get back to life as it was." Good and bad. What if we were to say neither? What if we were to say this experience, no matter what it is presently my teacher, and that somewhere echoing in here might just be a voice of God calling us, leading us, yes, challenging us to listen and to learn. It seems to me this is what St. Paul is touching on in the second reading. He says he's learned a secret. And it is, I think, a secret. He says, "I've learned how to live with abundance." That doesn't take much learning, does it? We can all live with abundance quite easily. But he also says, "I've learned to live in humble circumstances. Whether I have plenty or whether I have little or nothing, either one, doesn't matter. I can live with both." He sees both as important teachers from which he can learn what life is really, really all about. So this is the context for my present reflection, because like you, I've been pondering our circumstances. You know those. You know what they're saying. The experts now indicate we are in a global recession. Global, not just local, worldwide recession. And what feelings do we bring to that? experience. This is the experience. This is real. Don't most of us echo in the back of our minds thinking, I can't wait till this is over with? I mean, this is painful. And it is. This is a struggle. This is hard. We don't like it very much. And so we label it. We say it's bad. And we hope it's over with soon. But here comes reality impinging itself on us again. The experts are saying this is years. We are going to be here for years. We can either grumble our way through it, grabbing all the way, or we could possibly ask, is this experience a teacher? And if a teacher, what am I, what are we supposed to learn? Could it be possible that in the real human experience we are sharing, there is something of God's voice asking us to listen and to learn? Could it be that there's a lesson here for us? What lesson? You know, the first reading today from Isaiah speaks of a great vision. And that vision is so striking. Isaiah speaks for God and says, this is what I want the world to look like. I have climbed the mountain. I have seen the promised land, and it looks like this. It looks like a great feast of rich food and choicest wines, the most delicious of everything. I've seen the vision, and it's a vision where tears are wiped away, where the reproach that we label death is removed from the whole earth. And I have invited, the Lord says, all to come to this mountaintop experience, all to share in this life that I want for all of you. Now, God isn't speaking just about some day that we might say is heaven in eternity after we die on the face of the earth. Jesus said so clearly, when he taught us to pray, he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? On earth. On earth, right here. This is a vision for here and now. Could it be, I am asking, that our circumstances and our experience are the echo of a God's voice saying, you have lost the vision. You have lost the dream of the mountaintop. Because the world economy, it seems, hasn't it, has widened the gap between those who have so much and those who have precious little or nothing at all. And that the secret St. Paul talks about is that we are to include and be inclusive, to draw everyone to the dream, everyone to the vision. But it's very, very, very practical. It's not just an idealized dream, but it's practical. It's food and it's drink and it's shelter and it's clothing and it's all those things that bring life and not death to other people. We get angry, at least as we see things on the news that finds CEOs of these big financial firms walking away with millions and millions, and the common folk left with a bag of dust. We get angry, and we should. That's not the vision. That's not the hope. That's not the dream. What are we as people on the face of the earth supposed to learn? Is God calling us back to realize that the vision of the kingdom of God is our challenge to make happen right here and now? That we are the people who are to destroy death forever. We are the people who are to wipe the reproach of death from the earth. Now, we can't stop people from physically dying. But how many people die before they're dead? How many people die and are dying in our world because they have no access to that which brings them life? It's why we Catholic Christians stand for life and stand against death. We stand against those who want to bring death, whether it's to those who have yet to even be born into the world. We stand for those who want to bring life through education and health care, food and drink. We stand for life and against those who bring death to others through war and genocide, through all kinds of other ways in which people are diminished in their humanity. We stand against the death of homelessness, the elderly poor who wonder if they can find a way to buy their medicine or should they buy food, to those who experience the dying days of loss of their life savings to the greed of others. And the list goes on and on. This is the reproach of humanity, the reproach of God's people, that you and I must be called to remove from the face of the earth. But God's hope and God's dream, this great banquet feast, doesn't happen unless we participate, unless we accept the invitation. Notice the gospel parable. All are invited and some choose instead to go back to business as usual, back to the farm, back to whatever. Why isn't it, we might ask, that God's dream hasn't happened yet after all these years? Maybe it's because humanity isn't ready to embrace it. And embrace it by working for it and making priorities to make it happen. So I'm just wondering. I'm just asking myself and you. Is this experience we share a teacher? Is it a time not to hope that it's over with fast and rush through, but a time for reflection? Evaluation, looking at our lives, reprioritizing what's really important and how we can make God's vision and dream come true for more and more people on the face of the earth. Maybe it's time, as that Chinese symbol for crisis also means opportunity. It is painful. It is a struggle. But perhaps it's our opportunity to again hear the voice of God in real life, to hear that challenge, to hear the voice of our teacher, and to ask, what are we to learn from this?